welcome back to the Bakota Podcast. This is your co-host, Cheyenne.
This is Nick.
This is Eli, and this is our special guest,
Nina.
Woo! And my roommate and best friend.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Love Nina, number one.
And the homie.
Yeah, the real homie for
we
sure.
We love Nina.
We're going to talk about relationships, Cheyenne. Lead the way.
Alrighty, so I'm going to start off with a question, a little iceberg for y'all. Do you think that you've met the person that you're going to marry? Yeah. 2 months ago, Nick, you start.
I don't think so.
Like, okay. Do you want to elaborate?
No.
you just no? Okay, Nina?
No.
Like maybe.
Really?
Well, it's not like... I don't know if I'm going to marry them, but it's like I see one person.
Mm-hmm.
That like, I could marry.
Yeah.
Explain this person.
Details? Elaborate.
Nick didn't explain it.
Yeah, Nick, you didn't explain.
Okay, if Nina doesn't want to.
Well, we like met in like high school, and like we've just been like a little tight.
Mm-hmm.
We dated for a little bit in high school, but yeah, it's the homie.
Mm-hmm. I feel you.
Do you know who you're gonna marry, or do you see someone?
I don't think I know who I'm gonna marry, but there's people I potentially know that like I could marry them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What, Nick?
Why's that me?
I would not marry you. Weirdo, you'd be a terrible husband to me. You'd make me do all the housework.
Doubtful. You would do the cooking.
But now you like to do the dishes.
I'd be like, hell no, Nick. I don't think, there's people I would marry though. Like if they were like, hey, can you marry me for legal reasons? I'd be like, if we can get a prenup, you know, I'd be like, okay.
I mean, it's for legal reasons. So I don't see why not.
Yeah. I'd be like, come on, we can live together. What's no big deal?
Well, I think maybe, possibly, but I think a good chance, probably not. But, like, maybe. I don't know. I really don't know.
It makes you say maybe, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because it just makes sense to, like, marry someone that I already know. I don't know who, but like I've at least already met from like the same town as me, or even in college. I don't know. I really don't know. But
20 years.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's good to me, and like maybe like, open minded about it. Like maybe.
Like, I don't know, but
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know, but maybe.
That's a good answer.
What's the next topic?
Okay, moving forward. Can you truly be friends with an ex? Nina, you start this one off.
Like, just friends?
Like, just friends.
I feel like if you were in love with them, no. Or, like, not even in love with them, but I feel like... If you guys start off as friends, no. Like, if you guys started off, like... Immediately, like, on that. But, like, if they're, like, your long-term friend before that, like, maybe.
Okay.
Like, if you're, like, let's try it out, and then it's, like, oh, I don't really like it too much, you want to just go back to being friends?
Like, I don't know. I feel like that usually doesn't work.
Yeah.
Well, like, what circumstance?
Yeah.
So... Oh, that's my train of thought.
Me too.
Truly.
I feel you. I feel what you're saying. I don't know if you can. I don't think so. Maybe. Maybe if it was a situation like, kind of like what Nick said, like, if you met them and you, like, decided to date, but then you were like, eh, it's not the right time, so you just stayed friends.
Yeah.
Like after a week or something?
Yeah, like pretty short term.
Such a good idea.
Yeah.
I don't think so. from like experiencing now.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work ever.
Yeah.
But that's okay. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you definitely can. You just got both of them.
Okay, well, how, like...
You guys got, just got both of them to be, like, mature about it.
Okay.
And somebody's probably going to be, like, maybe still have feelings.
But that's what I'm saying, like, so you think it would be, like, but a true it, friendship?
Yeah, but if it was the kind of thing where it kind of fizzled little... out and then you both were, like, I did it.
Mm-hmm. Like, if you were both just, like, yeah, like, I'm good.
Like, yeah. Like, if it wasn't great and then, like, it's more long distance and you're just, like, I don't know, like... Like, that kind of thing,
yeah? Yeah, I feel you.
Well, speaking of long distance, I feel like that's a good thing to go into.
Mm-hmm.
So, Eli, what do you think about long distance relationships? Just anything you have to say about them.
I think it can be done. I think it's plausible. I was in one for like 7 months or something.
Okay, and like what made it work?
We would talk a lot, like Skype too.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would visit every few weekends, and she would come home every few weekends.
Okay.
So we saw each other a decent amount.
Yeah. Well, I agree. I think that they could work if you want to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes it's just like, like, I don't really care too much, so it's like, I'm good. Like, I don't want to try. But it's like, if you really, really like that person, then it's like, okay, like, I'm down to try it out and see how, like, where it goes.
Mm-hmm. I feel you. I think it can be done, though. I agree.
Yeah.
Nick, what do you think?
I think it can be done, but it's like, it's always, like, tough, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's always, like, a sacrifice.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
But I feel like if it's the kind of thing where it's like, oh, in, like, 6 months we'll be, like, back together or something, it's kind of, it's a lot easier. So you kind of have like a time frame like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Just kind of have like a flexibility and not just be like, you know, like every weekend or something kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Because that's kind of tough.
Okay. Yeah. It is. Especially if it's like a good distance. It's like, it's just hard.
Yeah.
To be able to see them all the time.
Definitely. Unless you feel like you're forcing it sometimes, if it's like phone calls or whatever.
Yeah. But it makes it better when you see them the next time, because it's like, you're, it's something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this break, Thanksgiving break, y'all get to see you for a minute.
Yeah.
But it sucks because it's, okay, but how long is it
until Thanksgiving
break?
Well, you gotta go bye-bye and then
yeah. What do you think?
I feel like it's probably more difficult than like a regular relationship, so it just depends. If they can get through it, I guess. It
takes a lot of communication.
And trust.
Communication and trust. The two things about it. The two hardest things to do.
I mean, I'm not about it. It's trust about.
It's just hard.
Yeah.
It's very, not draining, but sometimes it can just take a toll because it's just like, ugh, I don't know.
Like, shit. What?
No, I don't think so. No, what would you... What, yeah.
I don't
mean that. But... Yeah, it's just hard because nowadays you see people cheating all the time.
And it's not even a long distance relationship.
It's fine.
They live in the same house. Like,
hate to see it.
I mean.
But it's just like, people are just really sneaky.
Yeah. You know?
And lies. Lies.
When I was, like, hooping today, this one guy's, like, wife showed up in the car, and he was just kind of blowing her off, so then she just honked her shit ton. And then until he, like, went over, and then she, like, drove away. And he was just trying to play it cool. It's like, bro, you're a fucking dick. And he was just like, yeah, it's all right. Like, then they were like, oh, I think your ride just left. And he's like, yeah, it's all right.
That's funny as fuck.
Yeah, he's like, I just got to finish again.
Okay, well, I have another question on long distance.
What's up? Why do you think people are scared to do it?
Too much commitment.
What do you mean?
I feel like a lot of people like lack commitment sometimes in relationships. Like, do they really want to go through all that? You know?
Like, is it worth it?
Yeah. So it's better. Eh, whatever. Because it's like, if you're moving away and they're just not going to see you for like weeks at a time, like, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you?
Do I what?
Yeah, I don't remember the question.
Yeah. do you think long distance relationships?
No, why are people like, why do you think people are scared to get long distance relationships?
I think it's definitely partially that commitment thing. Like, especially if it's like unknown time frame. It's just like, well, why am I gonna ever be able to see you and shit?
Okay. What is the other partially?
Because like,
can you say partially?
Don't get to see them and like do shit with them. Like, they're not like,
you don't get that like quality time.
Yeah.
Nick, will you say partially?
Partially.
Okay. Like, partially.
Yeah.
Like, say that.
Partially.
Okay.
Partially.
I'm gonna check the tapes, because you said it. You said it on Northern.
Northern?
It was like, partially. That's how you said it.
No, this is like, there's only partially.
We can check the tapes. I'll pause it right now.
Yeah. Some words I just say weird, you know?
Root?
Yeah, don't be stepping on roots.
Where'd you learn that? Did you learn that in school?
He says root as rut, but says root beer.
Root, not rut. That's like what dude are in.
Rut?
What?
Rut.
Root?
Like the rut.
What?
Yeah. You're just talking goofy.
You know when they're in mating season, they're in the rut.
I feel like I've heard it before, but I don't know that.
Well, root is where I sit.
Where did in school though, did they say this is how you say this word, rut?
No.
Yeah. Where did you pick that up?
Then
where did
you learn
that when
it?
When you read out loud?
Yeah, like I would say, I think. Sometimes I feel like I don't say it though.
What does a tree have?
It has roots.
That's fucked up.
But what's the drink?
Like that. That sounds like it's spelled like R U T Z.
It's like he knows how to say it, but just doesn't.
Roots.
Root beer.
Root beer.
They use roots to make it. Mm. Roots to make root beer.
Well, okay.
What's another question, Riddler?
Are you guys familiar with love languages?
I don't remember mine.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna read them. Nick, are you?
Love languages?
Yeah, do you know what the five of them are?
No.
Okay. Well, for Nick and for those who don't, I'm going to read them. So, there's five of them.
No.
And they are words of affirmation, quality time, giving gifts, acts of service, and physical touch. Okay?
Really quick?
Words of affirmation, quality time, giving gifts, acts of service, physical touch.
Can I only have one?
You can have multiple, but I feel like there's one you are the most.
Yeah, so like, my top two languages that like I like to receive is words of affirmation and like quality time. But the one that like I show is acts of services. Like, I'm not good like with words and stuff, so like I don't do it with that. But, like, I do stuff for them, like, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just constantly, like, doing stuff for them.
Okay. That was a great answer. You want to go?
I think quality time's a big one.
Yeah. Why is that?
Just because, like, that's how you have fun with them.
Mm-hmm.
By just doing shit that you both like to do and it's, like, fun.
Yeah.
That seems pretty quality to me.
Yeah, I think it's really important in, like, strengthening a relationship.
Yeah. I feel like my number two would be, like, physical touch, though. And not, like, only in a fucking way, but also just, like, cuddling and, like, that kind of shit, you know?
Mm-hmm. That was like my lowest.
Physical touch?
Yeah. Like the one that I liked. Or was it? It was giving gifts was my lowest. I mean, getting
that's
gifts.
That's probably me.
Giving gifts was my lowest.
I think that'd be my lowest too.
Giving
and
gifts
then
was your lowest?
Physical touch.
Well, like just gifts in general, I guess. Mm-hmm. I feel like you shouldn't be like relying on it.
Yeah, like I feel bad when
yeah.
people give me. Like, I like it, but like.
It just doesn't do it for me.
I feel bad. Like, it's still nice sometimes.
This is like an obligation.
It's like your
or
birthday or something. What?
Like, giving a gift is kind of like.
No, I'm saying like.
Like, what?
I'm saying like, I don't like it.
What?
Like, I just feel bad, like, when they, like, give me a gift. Especially if it, like, costs money. I think it was expensive.
What do you feel bad about?
I don't know that they did it, but they spent the money.
Okay.
I guess.
Okay. Eli, what do you think? What's yours?
What are they again?
Words of affirmation, quality time, giving gifts, acts of services, and physical touch.
Like,
I feel like tits. Like quality time and words of affirmation would be pretty high.
Okay.
And maybe physical touch.
Okay.
But I feel like I do more acts of service.
Yeah.
I
see
what
it is.
And I do quality time with people. I love quality time.
Yeah, I do
too. Do you think I'm good at quality time?
Yeah.
Quality time.
Yeah.
Nick and I had a lot of quality time.
Okay.
I've had some quality time before. I see Canada was a big quality time.
ESG was quality time.
What?
ESG was quality time.
That is true. That is true.
I mean, y'all been spending quality time together since y'all moved in.
Yeah.
Before that.
Yeah. Before that.
Yeah, we started hanging out like
Big Lebowski.
Really?
Big basketball.
Remember that was
yeah.
funny.
Tennis. Girls tennis
yeah.
match.
I wish I fucking watched them.
What else? And then we worked together a lot. So
yeah.
we would just walk around and talk for like 4 hours.
Yeah.
Like, the tennis players too, they're like, they're so good. And they're just like so flexible. I feel like all of them are just so hot.
Uh-huh.
You know? Like tennis girls are hot. That's a good thing.
They are.
Like, yeah, it's true. They're just kind of, like, pretty toned.
Mm-hmm.
And just... I think they got kicked, too.
Okay.
Most, like, physical girls do. There's some that don't.
It's not, like, bodybuilding, like...
I was gonna say, it
like
depends on the build.
Kids.
Yeah.
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 But...
I want my wife to be taller than me.
Really?
That'd be cool.
How tall are you?
6'1".
Alright, you hear that? All the 6'2" and up ladies. Eli's looking for you.
What's your measure?
7.
6'7"?
No.
No, it's 7 foot. You're crazy.
What?
I do 6'11".
No.
Maybe if she was... I mean, they gotta be a little attractive. It's not all that.
A little
height.
Attractive.
I'm not like, I don't see like a 6'10 woman that's
yeah, you're
ugly.
Not gonna,
be like,
you're gonna need
binoculars
yeah. to see her face.
Yeah, I gotta see her face.
What do you think that would be like to like have sex with a girl that's like 16?
Interesting, bro.
Like, where do you start?
depends what's big, the torso or the legs, you know?
Yeah. So, if they're that tall, they're probably like kind of thick too.
Or thin.
They could be really thin.
That's what I'm saying.
But I feel like they'd be kind of like, they'd have something.
Yeah.
Of a body. Because somebody that tall would be like 200 pounds easy. They got some like...
If they were like
there's
thick...
There's a girl...
If they're thick, they'd be like 270, 280.
Yeah. There's a girl in my school that was like every bit of 6'3". But she was like thicker than I was.
Damn.
So like, she definitely outweighed me.
Damn.
But she was like... athletic as fuck. She played volleyball and she was like the best one on there. She played basketball and was like the best one on the team. And then she was like an all-state like track like thrower person.
Mm-hmm.
It was like shot put things. I think she was like the best one of those in the state of that.
Damn.
But she was just like such a good athlete. She was huge. She was bigger than me and almost taller.
Damn.
I remember one time too, like this kid was like, no, you were, because she was like, I'm like 5'6", maybe like 5'11". And then this guy was like, no way, you're shorter than 6'2". And then she was just kind of like all embarrassed and like, kind of like, blushed a little bit. And then she's like, but it's a good thing, like, you're like, so athletic and shit.
I'm dead.
That's funny.
You would never
see
that. Yeah. Back to the matter at hand.
She's like just big though. Oh
my God. He's trapped. Can't get him out of his head.
Okay.
Zip it, lock it, throw away the key.
Yep. There we go. I would say my love language. It's probably mostly words of affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
And then quality time, I would say, is a big one.
Yeah, that's just pretty agreeable.
Pretty across the board.
Yeah, quality time.
Yeah.
I guess that's kind of what you like about them.
Because that's when you, like, really just get to be around them and see how they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
No. Anything else? Yeah.
Maybe we've got something else. What do you guys think? We're just going to finish this one discussion. We were talking about, what do we think about people going back to school, Nick, like your mom, working with kids, all the masks.
Yeah, it's fucked because all like, the young kids like won't keep their mask on at all. They're super unsanitary, so they'll definitely give it to each other really fast.
Yeah.
Just a matter of time. Honestly, this one...
Exponential road.
Yeah, this one guy, like when I was playing basketball today, like, I got kind of close for a second, and I breathed in this guy's breath, and I was like, fuck. Like, I was just for a second, I was just like, damn it. I could feel it was like warm air. He's actually like, finding a profession. He's pretty cool. He's like this 26-year-old dude who works hiring... Or like getting students into like, I think getting students into grad school, college, or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
But he plays at the park. He's
pretty cool. Eli.
Yeah.
To conclude this, can you tell the story about the Hoosier story?
About what?
The Healthy Hoosier story. Shout out to Healthy Hoosiers.
A couple days ago, checked my bank account. You want to tell the story, Nina? Why are you talking?
She just loves it.
Wow, like Cheyenne wasn't just talking.
Cheyenne loves healthy.
You were talking right when I started.
Cheyenne has a Healthy Hoosiers. Well, it's not an addiction quite. More like a dependency.
Wow.
I gotta hit this story. I gotta hit this. I checked my bank account. I saw that there was a charge at 3 a.m. to just the name Cole Kradick. Yeah, and then it said Ellettsville. So I looked up Cole Kradick on Instagram and I found a dude and it said Bloomington. So I was like, and I requested to follow him like twice and he denied me both times. So I was like, okay. So I messaged him and I sent a message, but I was pretty much like, your name is in my bank account. It looks really bad for you. Can you explain this to me, like, before I file a police report, or do I have to file? And it was just, like, it was a little hostile. I was kind of like...
Hostile as fuck.
Yeah. Like, I was pretty much...
You said before or after I file a police report?
Yeah.
Fuck you, Nick. At least I get my money back, bitch. But I don't get my money back. Because...
So
because he messaged me back later that night after I filed a dispute with my bank and got my card canceled. And he was like, hey, have you been to Healthy Hoosiers lately? And I had. And he said that their business, they use the name of the person that checks you out. So I felt pretty bad. I had to say my B. Podcast over. JK.
So
we're leaving. It's the end.
All right. See you guys in the next podcast.
Yeah, goodbye, y'all. Yeah, keep it fresh and pop and lock it.
Wait, I would like to thank our special guest, Nina.
Yeah, thank you, Nina, for coming on the show.
Yes. You know, we gotta be like I said.
We love Nina.
I will be back.
And there we go.
Terminator Nina. Goodbye.